This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2111, 5 Reasons Why You're Not Achieving Success and How to Overcome Them by Brian Tracy of briantracy.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your personal narrator, reading to you every day, including holidays. This is one of a few podcasts where we read articles to you. Search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this to find all of our shows covering different topics. And with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. 5 Reasons Why You're Not Achieving Success and How to Overcome Them by Brian Tracy of briantracy.com. We've all been there, feeling like you aren't achieving success. The most common reason many people do not achieve success is that we have not defined what success looks like to us. In order to get to where you want to be, you must determine your endpoint and work backward to outline the step from that point to where you are now. This is why goal setting is so important. Why goal setting is important. Setting goals gives you both long-term vision and short-term vision. Throughout my years, I've found a few common reasons why people do not achieve success. And almost all of these struggles occur because they are not seeing goal setting as a solution. Are you trying to reach something and not setting a goal? Keep listening for the reasons why you're likely not achieving success and how to overcome them. 5 reasons you're not achieving success. We've all been there, feeling fired up to work toward our goals, but then failing along the way. Not achieving a goal can be discouraging and might deter us from setting other meaningful goals. Instead of feeling discouraged when I don't immediately reach a goal, however, I take some time and reflect on why I didn't meet that goal so I can learn and grow from the overall experience. Smart goal setting is the best way to ensure we reach our goals, and there are a few easy steps we can take to set better goals and then meet them. Here are 5 reasons you might not be achieving your goals and the best ways to fix those problems. Number 1, your goals are too vague. Many times people set goals that are too vague. You might think, I'd like to get in shape, or it'd really be great to have more money in my savings account. And sure, it would be great, but unless you outline your goals more specifically, you're probably not going to reach them. Specific goals are helpful because when you spell out exactly what you want to do, it's easier to envision yourself doing it and then to actually go through the motions. Instead of saying, I want to get in shape, try saying, I'm going to work out 3 days a week and stop drinking soda. Just like that, your goal has transformed from something vague that you'd like to do into something concrete and specific that you're going to do. Number 2, you're not quantifying your goals. A common mistake when it comes to goal setting is that your goals aren't measurable. Can you evaluate your goal and measure your progress? If not, it's probably a good idea to revisit and tweak your original goal. For example, if you were to say, my goal is to save more money, that's difficult to measure. What does more mean? That goal could be interpreted in many different ways, and I might pat myself on the back for saving $10 when really, $10 can't buy very much at all. But if I were to say that my goal is to save $5,000 by this summer, it's easy to track that progress. I can regularly check my bank account to see how close I am to that $5,000 mark. And along the way, I stay motivated because I see how close I'm getting to that goal. I urge you to do the same. Number 3, you're setting unattainable goals. Setting goals is exciting. You might have grand plans, such as becoming a millionaire or building your dream house. But if you set the bar too high, you're not going to reach your goals and you'll feel disappointed in yourself and burned out. An easy way to combat this is by setting goals that are achievable. For instance, let's say I want to build that dream house. Saying, I want to build a new house for my family in the next 6 months is most likely not an achievable goal. Building a house takes time. So a more realistic goal might be, I'm going to find a contractor and make a budget. Once I've achieved that goal, I can think about the rest of the process and decide what the next realistic goal might be. Do you see the difference? Number 4, you're setting goals that are irrelevant to your life. Sure, you might like the idea of moving to New York City or the Caribbean, but is that goal actually relevant to your life? Achieving that goal may be fun, but if it doesn't move you further down the road on your overall plan for your life, it wasn't really worth it. That's why I always make sure my goals aren't a waste of my time. Each goal should have a purpose behind it to help make it relevant. Instead of moving to the Caribbean just because the blue water looks pretty, a better goal might be, I want to move to city because there are so many opportunities there for jobs in my industry. When setting goals, I always ensure it is relevant to my life. And number 5, you're not adding a time frame requirement. Adding a deadline to each goal you set is essential. When you add a deadline to your goals, you'll be much more motivated to work towards them and ensure you reach them before the time period is up. What does this look like? It's simple. Instead of saying, I want to hire 2 more employees for my company, say, I want to hire 2 more employees for my company within 3 months. Then you'll be more motivated to pursue and reach that goal. To ensure I reach the goals, I give myself realistic timeframes. These help me keep my goals aligned and within reach. You just listened to the post titled, 5 Reasons Why You're Not Achieving Success and How to Overcome Them by Brian Tracy of briantracy.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Brian. If you've been listening for a while or not new to personal development articles, SMART goals should sound familiar. S for specific, then measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. A classic system for making sure you're setting the right goals. So check those goals today. Have a great day and night, and I'll be back tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.